Chapter 3. Though he'd stopped scowling after his second glass of wine, Richard didn't seem as if he was being won over, Melanie concluded reluctantly. He was being civil, not friendly, and he definitely wasn't leaving her much of an opening to start pitching her PR plan. Drastic measures were called for. Destiny had seemed certain that food was the answer, so Melanie had added a touch of her own to the meal. I stopped and picked up ice cream for the pie, she told him, hoping she'd guessed right that a man who loved cherry pie would prefer it a la mode. He actually smiled for the first time, a totally unguarded reaction for once. Just as Melanie had remembered, the effect was devastating. The smile made his blue eyes sparkle and emphasized that there really were laugh lines at the corners. It also eased the tension in his square jaw. Acting against Destiny's warnings, no doubt, he said. She probably has the cardiologist on standby as it is. Melanie grinned back at him. I have his name and number in my purse, she joked, then added more truthfully. Along with cooking instructions and directions to this place, Destiny left very little to chance. He seemed uncertain whether to take her seriously. Not that I would put it past her, but she didn't actually give you the name of a doctor, did she? Melanie laughed. Okay, no, but she does seem to be concerned that your particular nutritional habits, combined with your workaholic tendencies, will land you in an early grave. Do you ever relax? Sure, he said at once. I'm here, aren't I? Melanie gestured toward the computer that he'd been glancing at longingly ever since her arrival. Unless you're on there doing your Christmas shopping, I don't think this qualifies. He regarded her with a vaguely puzzled expression. When is Christmas? Less than 3 weeks. He nodded, then reached for the pocket computer he'd tossed on the counter earlier and made a note. Reminding your secretary to get your shopping done? She asked him. He looked only slightly chagrined at having been caught. Winifred's better at it than I am, he said, not sounding the least bit defensive. She has more time, too. I give her a few extra hours off to do her shopping along with mine.